Hello.
Hey, Alicia, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Good night.
Hey, good night. Ricky here. How you doing?
Good. I spoke with a lot of people, so I don't remember exactly what your company offers, because I think I'm in contact with like 10 different companies.
Okay, so let me give you a reminder. We spoke yesterday, and we had a pretty elaborate and productive conversation about a mobile application that you were looking for a staffing agency. Is that correct?
So, have you ever made this type of app before? Because it's going to be expensive for me to have you create the app from scratch compared to other companies where they already have the app. All they're going to do is slap my logo on it, and it's more affordable for my company. Do you
Well,
understand what
see,
I'm saying?
yes, see, I know what you're saying, right? And as far as our experience is concerned, we have built applications for staffing companies. So I sent you an email, and that has two applications that we built.
I'm gonna log on right now on my email so I could see what you sent.
Yes, please.
But I noticed that the other companies, they already have this application and they already have everything that I'm looking for. The only thing they're gonna be doing is just slapping my label on it, so they're not building it from scratch, which would cost me more.
Right. Now, Alicia, with the problem with that, I'm not too sure if you have built a mobile application before for another company or another venture, but I know what you're talking about. There are pre-made solutions in the market that you can get for, say, 1/4 of the price of what you would pay for a custom application. But the problem with that route or with that direction is that A, that's not your property, so whenever you stop paying for it, it goes away along with your data, right? B, for most companies that offer a product like this, right, that's pre-made, they will be using your data that you collect on the application. And that's a big problem that they do not openly talk about. Because if you read their terms and conditions, let's say, just name one of the pre-made solutions that you're considering right now that has an application that you're looking for. Just give me one of the names.
One of the what? Sorry.
Can you give me one of the names of the companies that offer a staffing application that's pre-built?
Okay, let me. I wrote it down. Where's my clipboard? Like I said, I'm going through multiple agencies, so it's hard for me to keep up with all the names.
I'll try and make an impression on you so you
Right.
remember, give you an
So
explanation.
one of the companies that offer everything that I'm looking for, they're called Next Crew. Then
Next
they
group.
then there is. Yeah, they're Next Crew. I found them. They have everything. They have the invoices. So this is what I found out on their website. I
Okay.
haven't met with them yet, but based on going on their website, when I found them, they basically have everything on their website. They state, "Oh, we do staffing agencies for per diem, everything." They're doing that before me even going to them looking for service. That's what they're advertising on their website. They're
Okay,
called
and
Next Crew. They are called Next Crew. Then we have one called Work End, and there's one called Crow. Yeah, and there's one called Armada. There's a bunch of them. Like I said, there's Staff Up. Like I said, I'm meeting with like 10 people to narrow down the best one.
okay, so Alicia, I tell you what, coincidentally, I know about Next Crew, and I'm pretty familiar with them, right? And that's one of the companies, or that's a good example of the kind of companies I'm talking about, right? Now, I know about Next Crew, and I know the kind of software they offer, but for any company like this, right, when they have a pre-built software, A, your application is going to look just like this, like hundreds of or thousands of other staffing companies using their solution. But that's not the biggest problem, right? You might say that this is not going to be going out to your customers, so you don't have to be unique of the with the application, and this might just work for you. The bigger problem here is that these companies, if you read their fine print, they use your data that you collect on your application. For example, you have schedules on your application, you have your employees' details. They can use your data however they like, and that they have written in the fine print, right? just to bypass the legal requirement. They mentioned this in the terms and conditions that they will be using your data for marketing, for you know, selling the data to other third parties out there, and that can be a big problem in the future. But then again, I'm just showing you the two sides. I'm just showing you the flip sides of both the things, so you can decide if you want to go with the custom or you want to go with a pre-made solution. Now, the second bigger problem.
It boils down to the cost. I am a new business. We are a new business. We're a startup. Our business is like literally on its 6 months. We don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to build an app from scratch. So whoever is offering us a solution where we could get the job done at an affordable, something that we're able to afford, that's what we have to go to, because it's not like we have, like I said, we're a startup and we're just getting off the ground. We don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to...
I understand that. So Alicia, tell me this. Now that you've done your research with the applications, if you don't mind me asking, you know, what kind of price are you getting from NextCrew or, you know, the other companies you've researched?
So I'm meeting with NextCrew tomorrow, but so far they're offering like monthly payments. So that's something that I am looking into, that I'm interested in, because I don't have to come up with a lump sum from the start. It's basically like a monthly payment to use the app.
Well, honey, that's an even bigger problem, because, you know, the moment you stop paying them, and that is fair for them, the moment you stop paying them, you lose the application and you lose all the data that you've built on the application over time. Now, let's say this may not happen in the first few months, right? But let's say a year down the road or 2 years down the road, one fine day your card declines and they try and reach out to you and your card does not work, they're not able to collect the payment, and they block your account, right? Now, your data that you've collected all this time is lost, right? You cannot recover it because you stopped paying them. You cannot legally challenge them because, you know, you stop paying them. They are a corporate company, and they have a closed software. I mean, you cannot build on top of it. So let's say down the road, you want to build something custom that is exactly according to the requirement of your staffing agency. You cannot build that on their application because it's a closed platform, right? Now, the difference between that and a custom application is that a custom application is built on an open source software. The kind of software that any developer in the world with that particular expertise can amend the application, can build more, you know, features into it, and can scale your application according to your enterprise or your organization's requirements. But then again, I understand that it's all about the cost, and you guys are a startup, you want to make sure it fits the pocket. So that's exactly why I'm asking you. I mean, if you've got any kind of quotes from any other companies, I can help you compare what it would be to you know, build a custom application versus
right.
going for something that's off the shelf.
How much do you charge, what your company charge to build a custom app?
Well, see, yesterday I gave you a quote, right, and that was for, you know, on any regular day, you would contact me as a staffing agency, we would not charge anything less than $10,000 to $12,000. However, I think yesterday I did mention it to you, that, you know, in a couple of days, we have our seventh business anniversary, right? We, you know, it's, you know, we never have discounts or we never have promotions on our services all year round. It's just one time in the year when we have our business anniversary, and that's when we offer a 35% discount to selected startups, right? Companies that we would like to add to our portfolio, right? What I can do for you is that I know the $10,000 to $12,000 off the pocket, building a custom application can be difficult for a startup like you. What I can do is I can personally vouch for you, and I can help you secure the 35% discount we can do for you. Now, this 35% discount and the balance price that's going to come up, that's going to cover for both the Android and the iOS applications, and this is going to get you a 3 months marketing plan on top of this as well. So that means, you know, when we launch your application, you will, of course, need to, you know, make sure your application is visible on the app stores as well. So we will do that marketing for the next 3 months.
I'm going to have to make sure it's visible.
I mean, so people can find it, right? I mean, your employees can find it without having to scroll through a list?
I make sure that whoever I'm going forward with, that when whatever they do all the tech stuff. I'm an healthcare worker. I'm a nurse. I don't know nothing about the tech stuff besides what the average person. So if I have to go on App Store and do anything for the app to show up, that's not something I'm going to be able to do.
Exactly. And that's why.
So I need the developer that's going to make sure that my app is going to be able to be found when they try to do it, or whatever it needs to get done to so that my app is working. Because I don't want, I pay for a service, and then afterwards I have to go figure out how to make sure that my app is showing up and stuff, because I don't know how to do that. That's just going to cost me additional money to hire someone
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly, and that's exactly what, you know, I don't want to name companies or I don't want to talk about a specific company, but that's exactly what, you know, some companies out there do. Like, for example, I mentioned to you upfront that we will be doing your app visibility on the app stores. Now, how many people you've spoken to in the recent past, you know, over the last few days have told you about this? I mean, did they tell you that you would have to make your app visible?
Only because I thought that would be I just automatically think that that's included, because if you're building an app, I would think that you would build it so that others could find it. I didn't know that. So that wasn't even a question in my head. But now that you say it, I'm definitely going to be asking the other agency moving forward. I mean, the other companies moving forward. Another thing that Next Step offer that I really like is that they have they integrate with your payroll companies so that my timesheet and everything can be synced over to either ADP, QuickBooks, or whatever payroll software I'm using.
Right. So if you read my email that I sent to you, there's a portion where I mentioned that, you know, we will be building native timesheets within the application, right? Now, if you tell me that you don't want to have, you know, a separate timesheet running on the application itself, and you want to integrate one of your already existing softwares that you're running within the organization right now, let's say QuickBooks, or, you know, you're running Intuit, or you're running Square, or whatever that is, you just need to let me know that upfront. I'll talk to my team, and if we can integrate that, you can consider that included, and we will do that for you as well. So that is included in the plan that I shared with you in the email. Did you find my email, by the way?
Yeah, I found multiple emails. So this is the thing. I know certain things that I do want, and then I don't know certain stuff that I know I should want. There's not everything that should be on the app that I know off the top of my head that I should want. So when I'm speaking to a company that has something, oh, they mention something, I'm like, oh, that's a good fit for my company. I didn't even think of that before, but now when you tell me you offer that, I'm
right.
like, I actually see that.
Well, see, now that's the difference between a company that's trying to, you know, hide a few things so they can, you know, upsell them to you later, step by step, and a company like us who mentions everything upfront, right? For example, visibility on the App Store, you didn't know about it, and you're fair at your part. You are not an app developer. You have not built an app before. It is my job as an app developer or as an app consultant to tell you about it, right? So that's exactly why I was asking you, how many people have you spoken to in the recent few days have told you about this upfront without having to ask you about this? Because you don't know it. I mean, you don't know a lot of things that may be a surprise for you when you work with a company that is, you know, prone to upselling these features later when the app is with them and you're kind of hostage with them because you're working with them and you cannot go anywhere, right? So this is why I'm bringing these things upfront. We discussed two features yesterday, the clocking in and clocking out, and we discussed the, you know, the scheduling feature that you spoke about. Now, if you read my email that I sent to you earlier this morning, I mentioned in the email that I sat down with the team, I took my time, we sat for almost 45 minutes, and I had two more features, in fact, four more features I discussed with them that could really work well with your staffing agency. Now, that's not mandatory for you. It's not, you know, something that you definitely have to go with. These are some brainstorming options I want to give you so you don't have to purchase them later, or you don't have to, you know, pay extra to build them on top later, right? So if you read my email, you will see those four, you know, bullet points on there. Do you see it?
Yeah, because I do need the onboarding. I was going to bring that up.
Well,
I'm
there you
going to
go.
need the onboarding feature where they could upload like their certification, their driver's license, their vaccination card, other healthcare document that is required to work as a nurse or a CNA or a nurse's assistant. The timesheet.
I know that's an essential feature. Yeah. Go ahead.
For the timesheet, they do need to be able to clock in on the app, but because I use ADP for payroll, I wanted those time that they clock in to be transferred over to ADP. I'm not a tech person. I don't know how it's done, but I know it can be done because other companies are doing it. They're integrating the payroll with the clock in on the app. So, therefore, if that's not done, that means I would have to have a separate employee entering the time from the app to the ADP, and that doesn't make any sense.
And that's just going to increase your work, yeah. That's just going to make your work twice-fold harder. And ADP, good for you that we have done their integration before. I know for a fact that they offer mobile application integration. The only problem is if you go with a company that has an already built software, then they may or may not be able to integrate ADP into their existing technology, right? But we built software or we built mobile applications on an open source software, which means that they are a global technology and it's not restricted to us. So you can build in any software that allows integration just like ADP itself.
How long does it take for your company to build a software?
Now see, that's where we fall back, right? That's one downside of building a custom application. I will need approximately about 8 weeks from you to build the application and nothing less. And I know you want to go live as soon as possible. You mentioned that yesterday as well. But I'll need 8 weeks from you. But by the end of the 8 weeks, I'll get you a custom application that's built according to your requirements.
All right, so we could do the, I don't know,
Alicia, I tell you what. I know you're doing it for the first time. You will find a lot of loopholes when you try and work with other company out there, right? One thing that I can tell you for about Hoffman Mezer, which I cannot vouch for any other company out there because I don't work with them, Hoffman Mezer is going to tell you everything up front, right? And there are a lot of things that I mentioned to you on the last call as well. I mentioned a couple of things to you today as well that you may never have heard about, right? And fair to you, you have not done this before, but it's my responsibility as an app developer and as an app consultant to tell you about these things so you don't feel blindsided when you work with me and, you know, down the road when you feel the need to have those features or to have those options built into your application. So my personal advice to you, regardless of who you work with, the only thing I'll tell you is that your decision on who you want to work with should not be based just upon the cost or, you know, whoever is the cheaper, right? Because there are companies out there that have a pre-built solution. All they have to do is just change out the logo, just change out the color scheme, and hand over the application to you. Now, for every enhancement you have to do with them, they call it enhancement, right? You know, catch that term. It's called enhancement. So you tell them that, for example, you want to have an X feature built into their application. They will charge you an enormous amount that probably would be more than what they charged you initially for the application. And the overall cost over time is going to be a lot more than getting your own custom application. And this is my personal advice. I'm giving you this on a personal level, regardless of who you work with.
Yeah. Can you look on the Next Crew website?
I'm on the website.
You're familiar with them. They offer invoicing, which is a big plus because currently I'm doing invoices with QuickBooks. So if I can do invoicing on my own app, that is a big plus and something that I'm 100% interested in.
Well, see, we can build, you know, QuickBooks within your application as well. I mean, as far as the integration is concerned, we could do it. But if you tell me that you want to have a data system.
No, if I'm no before all right, currently what I'm doing is I use QuickBooks and I use ADP. Well, I use QuickBooks and I'm now transferring to ADP. So I'm gonna close out my payroll with QuickBooks and switch to ADP. However, I'm still gonna have to pay for the invoicing on QuickBooks because I use them. So if I could get an invoicing like I see NextCrew is offering, they have invoicing on their app. On the app that they create for you, they offer invoicing. So therefore, I could pull up the in because I'm not billing Medicare and Medicaid directly. It's the buildings that are doing the billing. So I have to bill each company so I could get paid. So therefore, I need the invoice so I could get paid for the hours that was worked because I'm not directly billing. Medicaid, Medicare, and these insurance companies.
Right, so invoicing feature is already mentioned in the scope that I gave you, so that's already included. I mean, unless that's not sufficient or you're looking for something else that I did not understand, if you read my email, it talks about the invoicing feature, the payroll feature. Can you see that?
The payroll. I wouldn't do payroll on the app because I like what ADP is offering. So I wouldn't need an app for payroll. All I need it for is to collect the time and just integrate it over to ADP.
Okay,
Because
well,
I that.
in that case, what I'll do is I'll replace the payroll with the invoicing. So we won't do the payroll. We will just integrate, ADP for you instead of doing a complete payroll for you. And rather than that, we'll just do the invoicing feature.
Because in the future, I could always add the payroll. Because you said if you're building the app from scratch, I could always add stuff to it, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a scalable application. And the best part is you wouldn't be bound on us, or you wouldn't be dependent on us. You take this application to any other company out there in the world that uses, that is familiar with the C# technology, that is familiar with the Swift technology. And these are common native technologies for building on Apple and Android, right? So any developer in the world will be able to pick up from where we left off and will be able to build those features for you. So what I'm trying to say is that you would not be dependent on us, unlike with other companies where you will have to work with them for any integration or any enhancement you have to do.
Okay.
For example,
So,
with NextCrew, yeah, sorry.
okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just wanted to say one last thing. With NextCrew, for example, it is a closed technology, right? Their technology cannot be used by any other company out there. Right now, that's a big problem because you're stuck with them as soon as the application goes live, or even as soon as you enter into a contract with them. Because, say 2 months down the road or 2 years down the road, you want to build another feature on the application. You cannot go to any other developer. You will just have to go to NextCrew, and you will have to pay them whatever they ask for or whatever they quote, right?
Yeah. As I just like I'm not necessary. The only reason why I'm stuck on them and I'm stuck on StaffUp, I like StaffUp. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
StaffUp, yeah, you mentioned about it yesterday. So when I was discussing with my team about your project today, we looked at StaffUp and we went through the application, so we know what they offer. So tell me about it.
Okay. No, I was saying that after seeing what they offer, and I'm basically trying to build something just like that because they're offering exactly what I'm looking for. And I even told them a couple of stuff that wasn't on the app that I was looking for, and they were like, okay, thank you for that tip. We are going to definitely add that to our software too because I feel like they get a lot of ideas from what their customers are requesting, you
Right,
know?
but you as a customer would never know when they would launch that particular feature. I mean, you need it right now, or say 2 months down the road, but you never know whether they will
Yeah.
launch that feature ever, or would they launch it in 2 years or 5 years, because they are a product company, right? I don't know how to say this because, there's a clear distinction between a product company in IT or in technology, and there is a service company, right? A service company is just like us. We build custom software exactly according to each client's requirements. Now, the problem with us is that we are a tad bit expensive, and then we take a tad bit, you know, we take extra weeks to complete the application, because essentially we're building from scratch, right? But on the upside, you get a lot of benefits. A, you're not stuck with us. B, we're using open source technology. You can always go with any company you like. You don't like me in the future, you feel like Alec or, you know, Rick did not do a good job, I want to move with another company, or I want to try some other company out there, the technology of the application will allow you to do so, because any other company will be able to pick up from where we left off, right? And the most important thing, C, you get 100% ownership of the application. I mean, you're not sharing the application with anyone. The application is not similar to any other company out there. And then most importantly, your data, you know for 100% sure that your data is not shared with any other company out there. Because with NextCrew, I know they share the data. They can supply your data to third parties out there. And they even sell your data, right? And you look up their fine print, you will be able to find the terms that talk about that, right? That does not happen with any company that builds custom applications, because we strictly build it for you. We work for hire, and the application totally belongs to you. You have all the credentials, and the application is 100% your ownership.
Yeah. So,
thanks for that, Tommy. Yeah, sorry.
If you can build me an app that's doing everything that I want it to do, like offer the same thing, I have no problem moving forward with your company. I just need the app. The thing is about building the app from scratch, if the company has never built an app like this, is that I'm worried that when I get the app, it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
I understand that. And, you know, like I said, we have
And the thing with NextCrew is I'm 100% sure that the app is going to do what it's supposed to do, because they already have an app doing it, and they're just going to show me it, and I could decide if I want to move forward or not.
Right,
but when someone is building your app from scratch, mm-hmm. when they're done building the app, I may be like, oh, this is not doing what I requested it to do.
I understand that. I totally understand it, and that's why I shared with you two examples of the applications we have done with staffing agencies. So, you know, those are custom white labeled applications. You could just download them on your phone and you can try the applications, or even if you don't want to go so far, you know, just pull up the links that I sent to you in the email and look at their app ratings, right? Look at the app rating and see, you know, what kind of rating each of the two applications has. For example, the first one I sent to you was the FastF LLC. Can you pull that up?
Yeah, I'll click on it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Travel nursing, okay. So they post the job. It's not showing much, but your profile, I like that, the onboarding part, your profile, the jobs, the documents.
And this is where the idea of the onboarding feature came up, because we never discussed it yesterday, you and me. So I was sitting with my team today, and they, you know, the team that built this application, right, they told me that, you know, onboarding is an important feature to have in a staffing application.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, I already add onboarding in all my others. I didn't mention it to you, but I added in my list of stuff that I needed on the app. Because everyone else is offering it also, but your team did good. They brought it up before I did.
Perfect. So I think we're finally getting on the same page, and, you know, better than yesterday. I kind of feel that we are now getting on one page as far as the features are concerned. And, you know, you could look at the star rating of this application as well. So FastF is rated 4.8 on the App Store. So if you notice that or not, inside 4.7, that's their rating out of 5 on the App Store, right?
Yeah, it's a 4.7. However, I noticed someone said it uploads very slowly and it moves very slowly. I can't have that on my app, because
we'll see. As long as 4.7 is the rating, and, you know, let's say if there are 1,000 reviews on the application, and 990 people say that the application works just fine. So you could just assume that the rest of the 10 people probably have slower phones, or they have outdated phones, or the application had a downtime for, let's say, an hour since the time it has been uploaded on the app stores for like 2 years or 3 years. It may have had a downtime of an hour or two, and that's when, you know, a customer got frustrated and they uploaded the one-star review or the two-star review or whatever.
Yeah.
We have, you know, before we deploy the application, we have a strict testing procedure and protocols in place, right? So we don't let the application go live if it's breaking down, or if it's slow, or if it's not loading properly. Because we, at the end of the day, Alicia, when I build your application, I'll show it to, you know, 2, 5, 10 other companies and proudly tell them that I built this application, and that is going to, you know, build my impression with them. So if the application loads slowly, or if it breaks down, if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, then that's going to come down upon me, right?
Mm-hmm. So I currently work with an agency besides my own. They do have a staffing. They do have their own app, and I'm literally trying to build something just like it. And that's why I end up, like, being stuck to the next school because they – so I am using the app right now with my other job, with my other job, because I worked as a nurse before I started my company. And the agency that I was working with, they have their own app, and this is how we clock in, clock out, do onboarding. So that's why I'm familiar with the app and have an exact idea of what the app should be doing. I could also send you screen recording from this direct app on stuff that they offer on the app that I'm currently using for my other job.
Yeah, exactly. Just share with me the application, and we could use that as the inspiration on what you're looking for. And that even makes our job easier because we know that Alicia wants, you know, an application like this. And then, you know, if you tell me, oh, no, I don't want this part to work like this, I want it to work a certain, different way, all that is possible when you have a custom application in development, right? When you go with the product that's already built, then it is what it is. You cannot tweak it. You cannot amend it. You cannot have your own say in what kind of application you want. So with us, you will be telling us, you will be showing me 2, 3 applications. Let's say, you know, the staff up application and your neighbor's application, like you mentioned, and probably one more or two more. And we will study those applications, and then we'll start the development process. So we know what you're looking for, because at the end of the day, the application has to fit exactly according to what your requirements are. Because this is not a product. This is not going to go out to 1,000 other staffing companies out there. It is built for you, and therefore, you know, before we go live, we will have to take your sign-off, and we'll have to take your approval, and that will depend upon whether we build the app properly or not.
So if you go on the next school website, they list all the stuff that they offer. Paperless onboarding, which is, yeah, getting all the credentials in on the app, and it will notify us that these stuff are being expired, you know. Because when they upload their credentials, there's a lot of expiration date that has to be entered when they take the pictures. So the app should notify us that, ooh, this person's license is going to be expired, and they're offering that. Then they have the scheduling, which is very, very, very important, because that's how they're going to be picking up shifts, and that's how we're going to be making income. Then they have compliance management.
Compliance management, payroll and invoicing, paperless onboarding. I've seen this application before, and I've used the application as well. So I have a good idea on what they offer. And, you know, this is pretty much standard with the most staffing agency applications.
Yeah, it's standard. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty standard because it's the same thing everyone is using, just a different – they post the shift, you click the shift, you take the money, they post the rate for the shift. It probably is similar to the one that you send me saying travel nursing, FAFSA travel nursing. It's – probably the same, yeah, because they're posting the shift. I can't see the complete app, but I would think that they post the shift and the rate, and some people call it job, some say shift, but you post the shift and it posts the rate decided, where it's located, the address, and all that.
Right. So with Next Crew, you get all the six features that are listed on their website, right? With a custom application, you get all the six features, plus you can always build more features on top without any kind of dependence or without any kind of limitations, right? Because Next Crew, you could tell them, you know, you want to build a seventh feature on top and you want to get a custom feature as well that, for example, is geofencing, right, for example, and they wouldn't say no, but the kind of bill they send you or the kind of invoice they send you to build that extra feature in the application, that's going to cost you a dime, because, you know, they know for a fact that you cannot go to another company and you're stuck with them and you have to take what they offer, right? So what I'm saying is you get all the six features that are within the Next Crew application, within your custom application, and then you can tell me if you need any more extra small features as well. For example, it could be anything, you know, any extra form you need on onboarding, any extra, you know, e-signatures or, you know, document signatures you need on the onboarding, for example, right? All that could be done just because we have the privilege that the application is built from scratch according to your requirements. And that is not possible with Next Crew or any other, you know, product company for that matter.
Something that I really need on the app is one of the things that one of the companies wasn't offering and they said they could add it is I need when you clock in, like when my staff is going to clock into the shift, it needs to prompt that a signature is required, like a supervisor signature, and to print the supervisor name and the signature, like the sign signature. That's something that is very important, and a lot of companies, they offer clocking in and out, but they don't offer the option for a signature, a prompt that says a signature, because remember that a staffing agency staff in multiple facilities. These facilities does not belong to us, so we have to provide, like, that's like an insurance proof that your staff sign off on this shift, so you have to pay us. Because a lot of these companies, they will try not to pay you. If they can figure out a way not to pay you for the shift that was worked, they won't pay.
And you know what?
With all this proof, they have to pay, because I have their employee name that sign off on the shift, that sign in my staff, sign out my staff, and I have my contract. So if anything, I take them to court, they have to pay.
Right. And if you look at my email, even that's something that I've mentioned in the email that I sent you earlier today, right? So I know that, you know, there has to be a manager role or a supervisor role who's going to be, you know, serving as a reporting authority to the nurses or the CNAs on the field, right? So every nurse or CNA could optionally be assigned to a manager role who will be providing their signature as an approval or a denial on the application when the nurses apply for the job, or when they finish the job and, you know, it's finally time to log their hours on the payroll that will be administered on the application. So even all that is mentioned in the email that I sent to you. And just by the way, we never spoke about it yesterday. So, you know, we knew that, you know, you would need these features, or you should have these features on the application, and you can consider them included with the scope of the project. Are you still looking at my email, Alicia?
No, I came off the email because I was on a couple website looking on what the stuff, yeah. I was on the FAFSA stuff looking through, and I was on the Next Crew. All right, back to the email.
So on my email, it says approval management, bullet point number 3.
Give me a minute. Where is the email? Did I close out of the email?
Should I just forward it to you again?
No, I'll just sign in. I think I signed out.
If you could just type in my name, Rick, I think you know, the email is going to pop up.
Yeah. All right, so I found it. right. So onboarding PDF timesheet for each employee for August available to download offline, print, and forward to department for record, HR, payroll.
Right. So mm-hmm. you could send, let's say you have a nurse A, let's say her name is Prisha, for example. You could send her a timesheet, right, to the HR department, for example, or your finance department, or whoever deals with the compliance.
Oh, that's similar to the invoicing that I was talking about for each. This is basically similar to the invoicing because it's going to print out each a timesheet with all the total hours that that person worked for the week with their name and, right? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, each shift that they completed, how many hours they did, what was the per hour wage rate, and what is their total that they should be reimbursed or they should be remunerated for that particular job and all the jobs they've done for that particular week and that particular month.
Yeah, that is exactly true. But what I saw another company offer was when they print out the timesheet with the name, they will put your company name at the top, applied nurses, whatever, and the name of the company that you're trying to build. So that's basically an invoice there. It has your company name on it, the timesheet. When the timesheets are created, if you try to, like, print the timesheet, it will create where you put, I don't know, I saw it. You know how an invoice looks,
right? Yeah, it shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so they basically transform it into an invoice. That's
exactly
what they basically
what
do.
With this feature that I mentioned.
Okay.
You see, it says, right? It says, for record, HR, payroll. So payroll is where, the timesheet is going to be converted into an invoice. So you could either download it on your phone, you could print it, you could send it out to another department that is going to deal with it. All those features are going to be built in within your application.
Okay.
Now you read the third feature. This is what we're talking about, the approval and the signature feature.
So with the signature that I have to really clarify because a lot of companies don't understand this, I know that a lot of companies will offer a signature to approve the shift at the end, but a lot of companies is not understanding that I'm saying I need a signature. When someone clock in, it should prompt on their phone, on their screen, and your phone to a supervisor to sign you into the shift. I'm not talking after they work all the hours, you have to approve it to run payroll. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking, yes, I need to approve it to run payroll, but I also need each clocking in to be prompted a message saying, I could send you a screen recording of exactly what I'm talking, a message saying, oh, and your phone to the supervisor to print their name and their signature because I don't want to have staff that are working shifts that I cannot bill these companies for because I have no real proof that they actually work here beside a GPS location.
Exactly. So if you read the pointer that says approval management, it says you will optionally be able to assign a reporting authority to each employee. And the most important part is the second sentence that says each reporting authority will receive notifications, right? That's the notifications you're talking about. Those are called push notifications in mobile application terminology. So each reporting authority or the manager or the supervisor that's assigned to a particular nurse or the CNA or any field or staff employee, they will receive a notification whenever the subordinate applies for a job or they want to, close the job and they want to get paid, right? So that notification real time is going to be sent to the supervisor or the manager, and the job is only going to be clocked in when the supervisor signs their authority and signs the approval through a push notification. Just like you receive a notification when someone texts you up, right, on your phone, that's a push notification you get.
Yeah. Okay. I have built a website with someone before, and after I got the website, it's not what I want. It's different. It's
the website wasn't showing up on Google. The website was hard to find. When I get the application, it's another. The application was coming through. Like, that's why I'm so nervous about using developers that I have no, like, I can't see exactly what they've done before, because I've done that before while building my website. And when I got the website, it wasn't doing what I thought, what I told them that I wanted to do. Because on my website, you can apply for a job. Mm-hmm. But when I got the application, they were coming over as code. And I'm like, why would I get application as code? They should come over in a PDF form, like a Word document form where I could be able to see it. But I didn't know to say these stuff. I thought the developer would know off the scratch that if you're building a website that someone's going to apply for a job, make sure that the application is coming over on the other end in a way that is easy to read and all that. But that was another issue. That's why I'm so nervous about building stuff from scratch, because I am afraid that I don't say something that I should have said that I didn't even know I should say. Just like how you said to me regarding the app showing up on the App Store, I wouldn't think of that if you didn't brought it up to me. So that's about.
So you need someone who can tell you or who can guide you upfront, rather than hiding things for later, right? And because that's where problems come.
Because I don't want to build the app and then it's not doing something that I thought it was gonna do. And then you're gonna say, oh, you didn't tell me that, and I'm like, I didn't know I should tell you that. I thought you would know. Because I would thought that someone building a website would know that if someone's applying on the website, that application should be able to come over, not in a computer code. I need to see the application when they come through.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying.
To overcome this, we have one standard policy for all our clients, and that policy is the premise of how we've been in business for the last 7 years, right? Now, that policy is, you have 100% money back guarantee, or like a policy whereby, you know, you can request 100% refund until the beta 1 development phase is completed. Now, what beta 1 development is, you know, when the app has been, you know, fully documented, like, I mean, it has been discovered internally and externally, and now that you're moving to execution and design and development, the first phase is the design, right, where you design all the screens of the application. You choose the color scheme, you choose the fonts, you choose the navigation and everything. And the second step is the development. Now, the development is the step that's divided into two parts with us. One is the beta 1, right? And the second part is beta 2. For all of our customers, we have one single policy that until you are, you know, if you're not satisfied until the beta 1 phase is out, like, I mean, for example, let's say the beta 1 phase is completed, and I shared the application with you, and you feel like, you know, it's not going in the right direction, it's no use spending more time on this, and, you know, it may not just work out, you have all the right, and it's going to be documented as well, you can request 100% refund of the money that you've paid. And the best part is, according to our policy, we don't deduct any kind of fee or we don't deduct any kind of charges for the effort that we've already invested into your application. If it doesn't work out, if you feel like it's not working out, we feel better that, you know, we could part ways at this time if you're not comfortable, and we could meet at a better time sometime in the future when we have a better opportunity, right? And that kind of...
I just want to be sure that I'm getting what I need for my app. I don't want to build an app that's not doing what it's supposed to do. That's all. If I'm getting all the stuff that I need to be done, I want to get the app. If you understand what I'm saying.
Right. You want to get the work done. I mean, regardless of who you get this done with, you just want to make sure your app is working. It works fine. It appears. It's visible on the App Store. And as long as we can do it, and we have done this for two other staffing companies, and we have built 500 other applications, I don't see why we would not be able to do it for you. But, you know, just for your security, I was mentioning to you about the 100% money-back guarantee, and that kind of secures you if you don't want to complete the application. So let's say you start with us and you don't want to complete the application, it breaks down in the mid of the process, you don't feel like completing it because it's not working out or we are not in the right direction, you can cancel out. So just because you started with us it's not necessary that you complete the application with us as well.
Yeah.
That sounds fair, right? So, I mean, that could
yeah,
be.
It, yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I'll do for you. Sorry.
No, you can go ahead.
So here's
I
what
I think we're on the same page. I believe we're on the same page.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So with that said, you know, here's what I can do for you. I know you're not looking to spend a dime on this, and you don't want to, you know, spend a lot of money trying to, you know, make a custom application just because you, you know, you want to stay independent with the application and you want to make sure it's open source and all the, you know, the benefits you get. You want to make sure you keep it within the budget. And the best thing that I can do for you, granted that we have, you know, we have our 7th business anniversary, and I think your app is going to be a good addition to my portfolio of startups, startup companies that I've worked with. I'll give you one price, right? That is going to cover everything right from the start until the deployment of the application, and a 3-month maintenance retainer, like I mentioned to you at the start, that's going to help you, or, you know, that's going to, you know, whereby we will be maintaining the application for you for the next 3 months after the application goes live. So even if the application goes live and if it has any kind of problems to it, you can tell me about it and we'll fix that right at that moment within the first 3 months of the application deployment. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Now, before I jump again on you, Alicia, what kind of price have you got from the other companies if you feel comfortable, you know, giving me a ballpark about it?
Like I said, it was all payments, that money. It was never an upfront fee. So that's why I'm asking. I have to see how much you're charging exactly to do this, to see if it's similar or more or whatever it is. Because no one told me, oh, it's going to be $10,000 to do this. It was like, oh, a monthly fee of this or that.
And that monthly fee is, let's say, $1,000 a month or, say, $500 a month? What?
$500 a month, not $1,000. Okay. Everyone was charging like between $500 and $700. It was never over that.
Okay, so, Alicia, if you're ready to kick the ball and you're ready to start the process, I'll give you one price. And like I said, we don't work on a monthly payment plan, right, because we don't like to hold our client hostage. I'll give you one price, and that is going to be equal to a moment. That is going to be equal to I'm just trying to crunch some numbers here. Okay, so I'll give you one price, and that is going to be equal to what you pay to another company for 14 months of using their service, right? 15th month, you use their service, and that's going to go on top of what you would pay me to build a custom application. And that price is going to be $10,000, a one-time fee, a final quotation from my side, and that's going to cover both the Android and the iOS, right? Now, that, if you divide by $700, the kind of quote you got for the monthly payment, it comes out to 14 weeks, right? In fact, 14 months. So, in short, this is what you're going to be paying the other company for 14 months of their service at $700 per month. I'll charge you that upfront, but with that, the application is going to be exactly according to your requirements, and the best part is it's going to be 100% your ownership. You wouldn't be sharing the application with anyone else.
And you said something about the maintenance fee.
I said I'm going to give you a 3-month complimentary maintenance retainer, and that's just, you know, in case the application goes live and has any kind of problems to it, although we do make sure that, you know, by the time the application
So what about, like, ongoing, let's say after the 3 months, let's say a year later, the app is having issues. How much would it cost me, like, to maintain that, like, to fix any issue that I'm having with the app?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't need it unless, you know, there's an update from Android or iOS, and you have to update the version of the application. That's the only time when you would need someone like us to maintain the application, right? But it's a good question you asked, and, you know, we have a single maintenance retainer That's a single monthly fee we charge, and that's $249 for uncapped maintenance for the complete month, right? So you and that's a yearly plan, right? So let's say we go live this month, for example, you are covered until September, October, November. You're covered with the free complimentary maintenance retainer that I'm giving you, the three-month maintenance retainer. That will be included with the $10,000 cost I gave you. After that, if you decide to keep us on a monthly basis and you don't want to hire us when the version needs to be updated, you just need someone on the back in case you need someone urgently, I'll give you a $249 price per month, and that is going to give you uncapped revision, the uncapped maintenance to your application on a monthly basis. My recommendation or what I tell you is you wouldn't need the maintenance retainer. You may just have to get back to us, or you could work with any other app development company in the future for that matter, just to update the software or just to update the version, you know, every time Apple or Android launches a new version or new update. And that happens, you know, roughly once a year or once every year and a half. And you wouldn't need
so that. I would rather a package where I pay a yearly maintenance just to update and refresh the app, because I wouldn't need monthly maintenance on the app, right? I would need at least a year just to make sure that it's functioning. And
just for your satisfaction, if you need someone on the back end to just to make sure you have someone, you know, if there is any kind of urgent need for maintenance, you could keep us, right? If you pay us on a monthly basis, that's going to be $249, right? That is the price that I gave you. And if you pay for a year together, like you say you want to sign up for the next 12 months of maintenance and you want to pay upfront, that's going to come down to $199 per month. That's about, you know, roughly $2,400 a year, and that's going to cover for the
complete year. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not looking to pay an extra monthly subscription after I pay to bill an app. Honestly, I would want to, if something is going on with the app and I have to pay someone to fix it, then okay, I'll fix it. But I don't want to be I'm going to be using this app for years, so I'm going to be paying this monthly subscription for years. That's not something that I'm looking to do.
Well, see, that's
it's
exactly
not what's best for my company, because it's not best for my company, and I wouldn't choose that option at all.
See, that's exactly what I said, Alicia.
It's like me paying a monthly fee. It's no different than me getting the software from someone else and paying them every month.
Right, and that's exactly why I told you or I gave you my personal suggestion that you would not need a maintenance retainer. If you need a version update, that happens once every year or once every year and a half, you could just pay the $200 that particular month and get your app updated. You don't have to.
Okay, well, I could do that. I could do that. Whenever if it needs to be updated, I just pay that fee right then and there and have them update the app. I would do that, but not every month I'm paying for maintenance that I'm not using.
Exactly what I suggested. You don't need a monthly maintenance retainer with a custom-built application. You just don't need it. I mean, you could keep it if you want to, just for your satisfaction, like I said, but you don't need it. You don't need to pay a monthly fee to keep the app up and running.
Okay. So I'm looking on the CareRev app, and I actually like this app with the scrubs and the phone and the mask and the gloves. I actually like how it looks. The one that you sent me through the link.
The second one, right?
I actually love the second one. It looks okay. It has a female nurse with her clipboard or phone, one with her mask and her. I actually love this how it looks. I don't know about the operation, but how it looks with the healthcare workers, like the cartoon. I actually like that. This is how I would like for my app to look.
And I tell you what, this application was also nominated for the Best Application Award, you know, the Application Design Award in 2020 as well. So we built this application in 2019. That's when we completed the application. And then we submitted the application to an award. You know, there's a mobile application award that happens, right? And they were one of the nominees in the Best Design for mobile application as well. So I think you have a good taste is what I'm trying to say. All right?
Yeah. But one problem that I just noticed while I'm going, it says only available on iPhone.
I need my app to be available on both iPhone and Android because I have employees that are older nurses and they're not really hip with the iPhone like the younger people are.
Right. So I gave you the price for both the Android and the iPhone. It's just that with this customer, they just wanted one application for Android. I think for iOS, Yeah. And that's so they did not want to have an Android application at all. So we never went for it.
Okay.
Yeah, but your application is going to be both Android and iOS, and I mentioned that in the email as well.
Okay, well, okay. So if I could get a retainer stating that all the stuff that I mentioned, that is basically all the stuff that is on the next school, the paperless onboarding, the compliance, the scheduling, the electronic timesheet, the integration, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the 7 points that I bring up, which is basically the stuff that Next Crew is offering. If I could get that on my app and then for the look, the appearance, if it can look like the cartoon stuff that I just saw on the other app,
right,
then we should be good.
Well, in that case, you can consider it a deal. I mean, like I said, all the features from the, you know, the Next Crew and the Staff Hub application, the 6, 7 features they have, right? And the features that I mentioned in my email, right, those included as well. And with the design, since it's a custom application, you tell me you like this, the application that I showed to you, the KRev application, we will take that as an inspiration, and we'll try and design something even better for you. Right, so that's something that's open. I mean, we could design it according to your preference. And I think with you, I think we'll keep the KRev application as an inspiration for the design.
Okay. Well, okay. If you could send me the paperwork with what you're offering to me, and I could have someone look over it, and we could sign it just to make sure that I'm signing that you're doing this service for this fee, the one-time maintenance if needed is going to be this fee, and et cetera, et cetera. I just want to make sure it's all written down because I've had a bad experience with the person that built my website, and I just don't want to go through that. But yes, because now I have to pay someone else to rebuild my website because it's not doing what I paid them to do.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, so you're not using the website anymore?
It's there, but it's so hard. Maybe if you try to Google that website, you won't find it because most people are telling me they can't find the website. When they do find the website, it's coming. Their application is not coming over. On my end, I'm supposed to see their name, their address. It's not coming over in a format that is, it just wasn't built right. I don't know how to explain it. At first, it came over as a computer code. So I'm like, where are the applications? I'm not seeing them. They're coming over as code. How am I going to decode the application? I should get it like a pretty Word document where I could read it, right?
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, like a newsletter or like a magazine.
Okay. So I'll definitely move forward. If you could put what you're offering on paper, all the service that I stated that I wanted, and you're offering it for this price, and you're going to maintain it for the first 3 months free of cost, because you said after you launch, you're going to maintain it for 3 months to make sure it's operating correctly.
Exactly.
If you could put all of that on a paper and we could both sign and agree, then I could move forward.
Well, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So what I'll do right now is, since I don't have any other, I think I have one meeting to go. That's about 15 minutes. And then right after that, I'll sit down with my legal team, and I'll prepare an engagement document, right, more like an engagement agreement. And I'll send that over to you before I leave for the day, right? So tomorrow, we can review it together. If you want me to add something to it, you know, I can do that. Otherwise, we can, you know, make the signatures, and then we can go ahead and, you know, we can get the ball rolling. Sounds like a plan?
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Perfect, Alicia. I appreciate your time, as always, and I'll send the document over to you. Just keep an eye out to you on your email, and we shall recircle tomorrow. What time tomorrow are you available, by the way?
You would have to text me, because I work a lot of overnight shifts, so, yeah.
Early mornings, right?
So, it would have to be very early in the morning before I go to sleep or when I get up in the evening.
What time zone are you in, by the way?
Eastern.
Eastern, right?
Yeah.
So let's say if I text you at 7:10 your time, would you still be up, I mean, before going to bed?
Oh, 7:10, I'll still be at work because I get out of work around 7:30, 7:45.
Oh, no, morning. So that's going to be 7 my time. So would you be available like morning?
You could always shoot me a text. Just shoot me a text and I'll tell you, like, okay, yes, I can, just like what you did tonight.
All right, perfect. That's a good plan.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Alicia, I'll let you go with that. And you enjoy the rest of the evening, and enjoy your shift as well, all right?
All right, thank you, and same to you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.